Standard & Poor's has downgraded France's top-notch AAA rating. The International Credit Rating Agency says that it'll also downgrade Spain and Italy, but will spare Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Standard & Poor's says its decision is because of Europe's ongoing debt crisis. Talks between Greece and its creditor banks over a write-off of its debts have ended without a deal. Athens needs the agreement to receive the next chunk of the international bailout money. Without the new loans, the Greek government could run out of cash and be forced to quit the euro. Iran has strongly protested to the U.S. and Britain over their roles in the assassination of an Iranian nuclear scientist. In two separate letters of protest, Tehran has held them responsible for the terrorist attack and demanded an explanation. Iran has also said it reserves the right to pursue the issue through proper channels. Bahrain's Saudi-backed forces have attacked anti-regime protesters in several towns and villages around the capital, Manama. Activists say at least 8 people have been injured in the violence. The demonstrators have come out to the streets to call for the downfall of the regime. In Yemen, at least 2 people have been killed after regime forces opened fire on protesters in the southern city of Aden. 10 others were wounded in the violence. The demonstrators were calling for the trial of outgoing ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh when they came under attack. In Jordan, clashes have erupted between anti-government protesters and regime supporters in the capital, Amman. Several casualties have been reported. Anti-government rallies have also been reported in several other cities in the country's south. The demonstrators say they want deeper reforms. The head of the U.S. Central Command, General James Mattis, has met with Lebanon's political and military leaders in Beirut. In the meeting, Mattis underlined the strong military cooperation between the two countries. He also stressed the United States' support for strengthening the Lebanese armed forces. And finally, millions of Muslim pilgrims from around the world are converging on Iraq's holy city of Karbala to commemorate Arba'in. The occasion marks the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam. The Imam was martyred while fighting for justice over 1,300 years ago.